This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In Norway, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with Norway's Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre in Oslo a short while ago. Both leaders addressed the gathering after conclusion of their talks. Prime Minister Modi said India-Norway trade ties are strong and promising.
नॉर्वे की यात्रा करके मुझे बहुत खुशी हो रही है. यह देश नेचर और ह्यूमन प्रोग्रेस के बीच हार्मनी का एक सुंदर उदाहरण है. सबसे पहले मैं प्रधानमंत्री जी का इस आत्मीयता भरे स्वागत के लिए हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और कल नॉर्वे के कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन डे के महत्वपूर्ण अवसर पर मैं विश्व के सबसे बड़े लोकतंत्र की ओर से नॉर्वे जैसे सुदृढ़ और जीवंत लोकतंत्र की यहाँ की जनता को हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ.
And now we go live to the Prime Minister's address there.
Partnership का नया अध्याय लिखे. आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
Our Prime Minister just ended the address. Moving on, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has reached Hanoi in Vietnam this afternoon. He is on a two-nation visit to Vietnam and South Korea. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to visiting the Asian nations to further expand the scope of bilateral engagement. He said the focus will be on deepening strategic military cooperation, strengthening defence industrial partnerships, boosting maritime collaboration and promoting peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today launched the website of Bharat Vyapar Mahotsav in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal said that India is progressing rapidly despite global challenges and uncertainties. He emphasized that the enthusiasm to move forward should never diminish and everyone must continue working tirelessly.
India-made products and services should expand even more rapidly across the world. We should not be satisfied merely because we are the world's fastest growing economy. We must never become complacent and should always think about bigger leaps forward. We need to continuously reflect on what more can be done, keep working tirelessly and keep bringing new ideas and innovations forward.
The government has said that refineries in the country are operating normally and India has sufficient crude inventories despite the import disruption due to the ongoing West Asia crisis. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi today on recent developments in West Asia, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said the country has sufficient stock of petrol, diesel, LPG and natural gas.
1.72 crore LPG cylinders have been delivered against the booking of 1.69 crore request. Regarding American waiver on Russia, I will like to emphasize that we have been purchasing from Russia earlier and before waiver also, during waiver also and now also. So it is basically the commercial sense which should be there for us to purchase. There is no shortage of crude. Enough crude has been tied up. This whatever waiver or no waiver, it will not affect our supplies and all efforts have been taken to that effect.
The West Bengal government has constituted two inquiry commissions to investigate alleged institutional corruption and atrocities against women in line with its election promises. Chief Minister Shuvendu Adhikari announced the decision today after approval by the state cabinet. Retired Calcutta High Court Justice Biswajit Basu will head the commission probing institutional corruption. Senior IPS officer K. Jayaraman of ADG rank has been appointed the member secretary. The IMD has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over plains of northwest India and central India for several days during the week. And in IPL cricket, host Chennai Super Kings will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. this evening. In the latest standing, Sunrisers Hyderabad are currently placed third with 14 points from 12 matches, having won 7 matches so far and remain firmly in the playoff race. Chennai Super Kings are fifth with 12 points, having registered 6 wins this season and remain in contention for a top 4 finish. And that is the end of this news bulletin.